Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To Colorado now. We've heard a lot about the economic benefits of legalized marijuana. Colorado has brought in $1.5 billion in state revenue since 2012. But the new laws are putting one job in jeopardy, their marijuana-sniffing dog. It seems sniffing dogs can't be taught to unsniff for marijuana now that it's legal. And in one case in Moffat County, Colorado, a marijuana-sniffing dog named Kilo alerted handlers to search a vehicle. But what they actually found was something else, and judges later ruled the search illegal. Let's find out why and how that's affecting other pot-sniffing dogs like Tulo, who lives in nearby Rifle, Colorado, with his handler, Police Officer Garrett Duncan. Officer Duncan, welcome.
Hi.
So Tulo knows how to sniff out and find marijuana, and by the way, he's an officer, correct?
Yes, he is.
So we understand, Officer, that this has become a problem because cases are being overturned. One that we're reading about in a dog named Kilo.
Well, the reasoning is because people do, with marijuana being legal, have a reasonable expectation of privacy for that particular odor. When we talk about dogs and the way they work, the dogs are locating an odor that they're trained to detect. The case up in Moffat County, the courts brought up the fact that, well, wait, this dog is trained in marijuana, so how do we know he didn't indicate, you know, some marijuana? I don't believe that they actually found any marijuana.
They actually found some drug paraphernalia with residue of meth on it, but the court ruled that if he'd been smelling for marijuana, that's now legal.
Yeah. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that when officers have probable cause to believe that there's illegal, and in this case we'll just use substances such as drugs, inside a vehicle, if we've built up probable cause, we can search that.
Well, so were the dogs considered probable cause?
Before the recent ruling in Moffat County,
right. It sounds like judges now are saying, well, wait a second, we don't know if they were really probable cause because if they were smelling marijuana, that's legal.
Yes. And then that brought into question the dogs that are currently trained on marijuana.
Yeah. How hard is this for departments to, I mean, you know, as we said, you can't just tell Tulo to switch to just methamphetamines.
You know, it makes our job a little more difficult with the recent ruling. They're wanting dogs that are trained in marijuana before we deploy them. They want us to have more reasonable suspicion that there might be something other than marijuana there.
Right. So again, you can't just rely on Tulo. You also have to have some other reason to have gone into somebody's truck or car or whatever, something other than Tulo's nose, which is why we understand that Officer Tulo will be retiring soon?
Yes, he's 10 and a half. He's been with the department since 2010. The question that was brought up when we were deciding on how to replace Tulo was whether we wanted to train those dogs on marijuana still.
Yeah, and do you?
No, actually, we made the decision not to because it's not as practical to have a marijuana-sniffing dog on the road anymore.
Well, and those towns that seem to be replacing their marijuana-sniffing dogs are training the new dogs only on heroin or ecstasy, but not marijuana, so that, again, these dogs can be reliable reasons for them to take action. It sounds like Tulo's had a good run, but
yes.
I'm sure you're going to be missing him.
I'm kind of a rarity. I actually own him. The department doesn't. So no matter what, he's coming home with me.
It is expensive to buy these and train these dogs, thousands of dollars. For some towns, I'm sure it's not that easy.
No, and actually in our scenario, it wasn't. We actually got Tulo because of me. I went out. I purchased him as a puppy. I got him trained. The department was able to pay a few dollars so that we could get certified. And now that we're looking to replace him, we don't just have an extra $10,000, $15,000. Dogs green without any real training can be $5,000 to $10,000. On top, you have to add on the time for training and getting certified, and that can add on another expense that a lot of departments, such as, you know, Rifle, because we don't have that kind of money. So we actually had a local 4-H kid named Carter Falk. He came to us and offered to help us start raising some funds so that we could purchase a new dog. So Carter was instrumental in helping get us two new dogs that will be certified in January to take Tulo's place.
That's terrific. Will there be some sort of retirement ceremony for Tulo?
Yeah, we're actually going to have a retirement ceremony at one of our local little theaters, the Ute Theater here in town, on January 24th.
And what will you say to Tulo about his contribution?
Tulo's contribution to our community has gone not only from, you know, locating drugs and getting drugs off the road. We do a lot of public relations stuff in the schools. Kids love him. Parents bring up their kids. We get to talk.
What's his biggest bust, his biggest case?
Drug-wise, his biggest was before marijuana was legal, 8 pounds of marijuana. The other one was a kilo of methamphetamine.
Well, Officer Garrett Duncan, we would like to salute Officer Tulo, again soon to be retiring, and wish you well with the new pups that Carter Folk helped bring to the department. You just never know what you're going to have to deal with in law enforcement. Retiring marijuana-sniffing dogs because of the change in the laws. Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Officer, thank you.
Thank you.